I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 12th of June, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 13. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And then we go straight to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. God gave us, you and me, the most beautiful sign in the sky that he would never, ever flood the earth again. Now, being a farmer, I study the clouds. I study the weather. And after a beautiful shower of rain on a hot summer's afternoon, what do we see? We see a beautiful rainbow in the sky, a sign that the Lord has given to you and me that he will never flood the earth with water again. But God has now given us yet another, even more powerful sign, a cross. You know, folks, I want to tell you, honestly, Jesus Christ has been made the mediator. That's what it says in Hebrews, a mediator between God and ourselves. What is a mediator? Well, the Oxford Dictionary calls a mediator a peacemaker, a go-between, a middleman. And that's what Jesus Christ is to you and I. I don't know how many, and maybe a lot of you listening to this message have seen it as well. I have seen the cross in the sky. Oh, yes. I've seen a cloud with a cross cut out of the cloud. Then I've seen a cloud in the form of a cross. Not once, many times in our great outdoor meetings. And there are thousands of witnesses who have seen the same cross. That cross is a new covenant between you and me and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father sent his son down to finish the job. Go down, son, and be the final covenant between myself and man. If any man or woman, boy or girl, be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. So if you love Jesus Christ today, you have nothing to fear. When you see the rainbow in the sky, it is a beautiful reminder. Oh, but when you see the cross, you know that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Have a beautiful day and continue to be a cloud watcher. Because remember, at the end of the day, the Master is coming back in the clouds to take you and I home to be with him in glory forever and ever. Amen.